United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Vincent Price. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Start today to save before you spend. Invest regularly in United States savings bonds, where you work through the payroll savings plan or where you bank through the bond a month plan. In a moment, you'll meet our star, but first, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Harry's own arrangement of the lovely old favorite, Why Do I Love You? Thank you, Harry. And now we take you to Hollywood and our star, Vincent Price.
I guess everyone has at least heard of Greenwich Village, where New York has housed and nurtured, often poorly, some of our nation's truly great artists. O. Henry haunted nearby Irving Place. Eugene O'Neill had his Provincetown players there in the early 20s. And today, over there lounging in that blot of sunshine next to his three recently painted canvases displayed on the low stone wall around Washington Square, is an artist. Nice looking, isn't he? Sucking on that cold pipe. Look, his eyes kind of crinkle under his mop of curly hair, and... Uh-oh, look. That well-dressed man is walking over to speak to him. Say it could just be an art collector. A man who wants to buy some paintings from this unheralded but budding genius. Listen.
No, Mr. Bender. N-double-O, no. Finally, for all time, and positively, no.
Well, I guess I was wrong. No struggling artist would be that vehement turning down a possible customer and say, now what? That green-eyed, red-headed young girl is walking over to the artist. Shall we listen in again?
I beg your pardon. Would you be interested in a model?
Professionally, no. Personally, if it's you, definitely yes.
Well, I meant professionally, of course.
Well, the end of a wonderful friendship.
Don't you use models, Mr.
Brownlee, Nicky Brownlee, Miss...
Just call me Pat, Mr. Brownlee.
Pat, oh, that's a lovely name, but I'm afraid it's not enough. Much too short. Need something else with it.
Something else?
Well, yes, something like Pat Darling or Pat...
No need to enlarge on it, Mr. Brownlee. I get the idea.
Good girl.
Now, do I get the job?
You do, and you don't.
I don't understand.
Well, the job is yours. If you were set up to, shall we say, extend a little credit.
All right. How much and for how long?
12 hours posing time for, well, let's make it easy, for 30 days.
Mr. Brownlee, you've just made a deal. Come on, I'd like to get started.
Steady now, Pat. Keep your chin up just 2 seconds longer. That's my girl. There we are. Done, finished, completed. And if I say so myself, the best thing Nicholas Brownlee has ever done.
May I?
See it? Of course. There.
Oh, it's beautiful, Nicky. It's just beautiful.
Because the girl who posed for it is beautiful.
Oh, Nicky, please.
Oh, Pat, darling.
Oh, Nicky, please don't ever do that again.
Well, I won't today. I've got things to do and I'm late.
Things?
Yeah, business. Now, let's see, 14 hours at $2 an hour. There you are, 3 tens. And for being such a good model and so warm and soft and beautiful, the other $2 is a bonus.
Wait a minute. You said you didn't have the money.
Please, don't let's argue with facts. There's the money, so I must have had it.
But I...
Now, about tomorrow, Pat.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Can you be here, say, around 10?
Well, yes. Yes, I can. Of course I can. But, Nicky, what's going on? First you say you have no money,
and then... Good heavens. 10 after 12, girl. I'm late. Here, lock up after you've dressed. Pat, you know something? I think I love you.
Burger, medium, hold the onions. Hey, look, Pat got to wait an hour for a bowl of soup.
Look, son, I'm as sorry as I can be. Our dishwasher blast him is late again, and we're trying to get clean plates just as fast. Well, just take your time. There's no hurry. Everything can wait.
Mr. O'Connor, believe me, it was unavoidable.
Yeah, it was unavoidable yesterday and 2 days before that. In fact, Brownlee, I've just come to the conclusion that something else is unavoidable. You're fired.
Mr. O'Connor, you can't. My mother's sick. My children have whooping cough.
You've got $8 coming. Here it is. Now take it. Get out and stay out if you know what's good for you.
Mr. Bender, believe me, I'm sorry I spoke so hastily to you last week when you spoke to me over at Washington Square. I've been thinking it over, and if you still want to do business, I think we can get together.
All right. I need a copy of Wainwright's Othello. $100 for it on delivery.
Well, could I get a small advance, say $10?
The price is $100 on delivery, not one red cent more and not one penny now.
Yes, sir.
When'll I have it?
End of the week be all right, huh?
The sooner the better. I got a sucker, a collector all lined up. Good day, Brownlee. You better make it a perfect copy.
Is it much farther, miss?
Just the next landing, Mr. Hamilton. Here we are. Oh, wait. I've got to be sure Nicky's not in. Oh, good. He's not in. Come on.
Ah, real studio, I see. Now, where is this painting of Othello you think is so astonishingly good?
Here it is. Well, was I right?
Superb. All the feeling of an old master. The texture, the concept. How much did you say he wanted for this?
Well, actually, he doesn't want to sell it. But I know if you'll give me $500, I'll be able to convince Nicky it's a fair deal.
Poor chap's hard up, eh?
I found out from his landlady. He's 2 months behind, and he's so proud he won't say a word.
Very well, here you are. 500. Count them if you like.
Oh, no. No. Nicky will be so pleased when he knows I've sold Othello.
What? You've sold what?
Mr. Hamilton. Mr. Brownlee, who painted this picture you just bought.
Bought? Are you out of your minds, both of you? I can't sell that.
Seems to me you have sold it, old man.
Old man be hanged. I tell you, I can't sell it.
What is this, a trick, a holdup? You want more money?
Nicky, you must be out of your mind.
I must be. You must be. Look, I hate to admit it, but this painting is a phony, a fraud. I was hard up, and I agreed to fake Wainwright's Othello, make a copy of it for a miserable $100.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. I bought the painting, and it's mine.
Oh, Pat, what have you done to me? Here, now watch. I take this rag with turpentine, rub off the Othello, and there. Now, do you believe me? There you are, the portrait I made of you, Pat.
It's superb. Wonderful.
Oh, Nicky, how could you? How could you?
How could I? You think I wanted to do it? Bender, that crook I was making this fake for, wouldn't even advance me $10 to buy a new canvas.
It's superb.
Now, go on, Pat. Give Mr. Hamilton back his 500, and I'll apologize to you both all over again.
Oh, nonsense. Keep the 500, and here's 500 more. I want this portrait of Pat. One of the best I've seen in years of collecting.
You're fooling.
Oh, Pat, I love you, and I'm not fooling. Come here.
Just as I said before, superb, and such technique.
Thank you, Vincent Price. That was a splendid performance.
Well, thanks, Rod. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And that brings us to the subject of savings bonds and the handsome return they give you.
Right you are, Vincent. Savings bonds now pay 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity. $4 back for every $3 you've invested in less than 10 years' time.
And in the meantime, your money is absolutely safe, protected against loss or theft, and invested in the greatest country on earth. And when it comes to convenience, well, I've never found an easier way to put money aside for that rainy day.
That's right, Vincent. Especially if you use the automatic payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Either way, your saving is done for you. You save before you spend.
Friends, let me suggest that you start saving regularly with United States savings bonds. You'll be building your own future security and helping to keep your country strong.
Sound advice, Vincent Price, and thanks again for being with us.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today featured Vincent Price. The supporting players were Barbara Eiler, Frank Nelson, Olin Soule, and Vic Rodman. Irma Glenn was the organist. The play was directed by Louis Graff. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Mr. Price for their contribution to the Savings Bonds program. Next week, another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. So we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save before you spend. Save regularly and automatically with United States Savings Bonds. Join the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank.